Joining me now is Wes Peters. Wes, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. How are you doing this evening?
I'm great. I know we got to move fast to get it all in. Let's go right to the banking crisis. I'm very concerned that the things happening in Europe are going to spread to the United States.
Right.
Let's talk about what you are reporting on today. What have you been studying in regards to what's happening in Europe?
Well, just with there's a couple of big banks that are in, you know, could be another Shearson Lehman Brothers situation. Credit Suisse Bank and Deutsche Bank. Right now with Credit Suisse, their stock has been getting hammered. Their stock price right now is $4.01.
All right, let's show this headline. I got a bunch of headlines tonight, guys. There we go. There you go.
And what that means, Brandon, that with those swaps, those default swaps spiked to near 2008 levels, what that means is investors are losing faith in that bank, and they're really taking out a derivative or an insurance contract on those positions in case the bank defaults on them. They can transfer that risk to somebody else, like an insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're at 2008 levels, that tells you that people are losing faith. And Credit Suisse, you know, they're involved in a bunch of different, they have a lot of challenges going on right now. They had some money laundering charges where they're allowing cocaine kingpins to launder money through their bank. But their stock is down 20.44% in the last month, 59.21% in the last year, and over 75% in the last 5 years. And Deutsche Bank is not a whole lot better. Their stock price is $7.53. That's down 8.5% in the last month, 42.25% in the last 6 months. And their 5 year is down 56%. And just to give you an idea, when Lehman Brothers filed bankruptcy back in 2008, and essentially they went out of business, you know, a company that had been around since 1847, they had $600 billion in assets under management. And when they went under, that almost took the entire, you know, economy with them. Right now, Credit Suisse, they have They have 1.3, Deutsche Bank has $1.3 trillion in assets under management. $1.3 trillion, Credit Suisse has $1.5 trillion in assets under management. Compare that to Lehman Brothers back in 2008 that had $600 billion. If one of these banks go under, I mean, imagine the tsunami that could cause.
Let's go to this next headline. Here's another headline. U.S. pension funds could be about to implode. I keep reading more and more about how these pension funds are in big trouble.
Yes, absolutely. Not only here, but over in Europe as well. And they're talking about how even when the stock market was booming and there were high rates of return, some of these pensions, what they pay out, even those high rates of return, aren't enough to keep those pensions solvent. Imagine market goes into a tailspin and they're getting negative returns, how are they going to continue paying out those pensions? I know someone that, you know, for example, Chicago, you hear about these different, you know, cities and their pensions and the states. He's a retired teacher. And I do think our teachers are very underpaid. Trust me, they deserve every penny they make. But I know a retired teacher from New York that his pension is $109,000, or not New York, I'm sorry, Chicago. His pension is $109,000 a year in retirement. Same for firefighters, you know, police officers. So if they're not getting that type of rate of return for those pension funds, they're going to be in, they already are in big trouble.
Let's go to this next headline. Eurozone inflation soars to a record 10%, piling pressure on the European Central Bank. I bet you it's bigger than that, higher than that. I know they lie about our CPI over here, Consumer Price Index. I bet they're lying over there. I bet it's higher than that.
Oh, correct. I mean, you know, include look at the energy crisis they have over there, what their energy costs have gone up, food costs, everything. And, you know, with their numbers, they don't include those. The two most important things that people need, energy and fuel. Yeah, definitely. It's definitely higher than 10% what they're reporting.
It's only going to continue
to get worse.
Here's the next one. Reuters is reporting Europe braces for mobile network blackouts.
Yep. Again, energy crisis. You know, you look at You look at all of the different potential crises: energy crisis, food crisis, debt crisis, rising interest rates. I mean, we can go on and on. Try and point something out around the world that is in good shape right now. You know, you'd be hard pressed. And just like the rolling blackouts in California, this big push to go to green energy, when they're not ready for it, they're pushing for green energy. You know, Gavin Newsom signs that bill. No gas powered vehicles sold after 2035 in California. And within the same week is telling people not to charge their electric cars because it's going to crash the grid. They're putting the cart before the horse.
Well, let's show the graphic from Mike Lindell tonight. He's in California. He took a picture of the gas prices in California. He said this wasn't even the highest gas price he saw, but depending on what, you know, you're buying out there, over $7. What is it, about $7.39? Is that what it says there?
That's unbelievable. It was only up there for a second.
There we go.
Yeah, $7.39 for premium. Lowest, 87 proof is what, $6.99. $7, yeah. It's crazy. Criminal. It's criminal is what it is.
Look at this headline. U.S. This is from Local 12. Looks like this is a news outlet, Local 12. U.S. and farm crisis and food shortage. U.S. and farm crisis and food shortages. Farmers grapple with major hurdles, experts say.
And you see that video there? There's a link to play a video. Yeah. I don't know if it's going to try and run a commercial on you first or not, but
farmers rushing to save their cattle after Hurricane Ian slammed the state. A big blow to the cattle industry, which nationally saw its lowest level of cattle supplies in 7 years this past summer. American farmers are pleading with the Biden administration to help them over foreign interests. Well, joining us right now, the president of the National Black Farmers Association, John Boyd. John, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us here on the National Desk.
Thank you very much for having me.
I know this has been an incredibly tough year for your industry. You know, we've had harsh weather, we've had these high fuel prices, this major worker shortage. Talk about some of the struggles that you've had to deal with as a farmer here in America.
And thank you for having me. And my heart goes out to the victims there of the storm. You know, this has been a very troubling year for farmers. We faced a high cost of diesel fuel and other costs such as lime and fertilizer have tripled and really is going to have a devastating effect on the consumers in the coming months. And we're in a farm crisis and a food shortage in this country, and it's not getting enough attention here in the United States. So this has been a very troubling year for America's farmers. And as you can see, Floridians right now are trying to decide what they're going to do with their cattle.
Right.
Early this season, we lost a lot of our cattle to extreme heat, drought, and this is all coupled with everything else that's going on in the farming industry, and it's just not getting enough attention.
Wow.
Well, these price hikes on food.
We're going to have to book him. Logan, make a note, remind me. I want to get him on. Yeah, I think he's the president of the Black Farmers Association. I want to get him on our broadcast. But yeah, this all goes again to this issue of inflation is in every sector. Here's another headline. International Monetary Fund says up to 20 countries could require emergency assistance to ease food crisis. This is also coming from Reuters.
Right. Yeah.
It's all been manufactured. The financial crisis, the border crisis, the drug crisis, the food crisis.
Again,
it's all manufactured.
And we've talked about
none of this
before,
was going
Brent.
On under Trump. We had the border crisis and we had some drug crisis, but he was making things, it was getting better, and it would have been a lot better if they'd let him give him the money to finish his wall and do other things and have spent all of his time trying to fight the deep state. But most of these things have ignited since he left office.
Right. Well, and it's part of the globalist plan to have everybody but the elite relying on the government for a check and to take care of them, you know, and it's going to continue. And, you know, the writing is on the wall. Again, you look at all these different segments of the economy, the dollar, inflation, the debt, out of control debt. You know, we're about to click over $31 trillion of debt. What happens to your interest payment on $31 trillion of debt when the Fed's raising interest rates by, you know, 0.75 every time they speak? We can't pay our bills as it is. I need to look up and see what the interest payment on our debt is going to be when everything settles.
But you agree with me that the problems in Europe, you're very concerned about the problems that it's going to spread over here to the U.S. Because a lot of people don't know that London is a major global financial hub. London right. is a major global financial hub. Most
exactly.
Americans do not know that. They think New York, perhaps, but London is, I'm going to say it again, London
yeah.
is a major global financial hub. Go look it
yeah.
up, folks.
Why would it be any different here? You know,
we're doing the same policies they're doing.
Right, right. It's just, it's giving us a little advance warning to
yep.
get your house in order, be prepared. You know, I love our country. I believe in it. I think we're going to get through it. But there's some rough road ahead. Many economists and analysts are saying that 2023 is going to be worse than 2022.
I know. You sent me another video. Should we play that? Recession in Germany can turn the European Union bankrupt. Should I play a little of that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Let's play a little of this.
Germany is slipping away into a recession, and it's slipping fast. The intense energy crisis is pulling down businesses and industrial activity in Europe's largest economy like never before. Such a dramatic drop in activity among sectors that drive the German and the European economy at large have made a recession imminent. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development said on Monday that Germany will fall into recession in 2023. But where will a recession in Germany leave the European Union? Let's just say, in a very bad position. You see, Germany is the largest financial contributor to the EU's budget. The weaker Germany gets, the sicker the EU. Because a weakened recession-hit Germany has the potential to choke the European Union of much-needed funds. Apart from the intergovernmental organization, the IFO Institute also sounded an alarm for the German economy, which has been hit hard by an energy crisis.
All right, we'll just hold it there. But it gives you an idea. We're, you know, again, I think, like you said, we're getting a little warning from overseas of
right.
what's going to come here. And some of this will splash over with our banking and our banking system, because
yeah.
a lot of these banks are interconnected.
Yeah, and banks are connected, correct. And you notice the theme here, Brannon. Everything revolves around energy, the cost of fuel, the cost of electricity. That farmer's paying more for his diesel fuel, more for his fertilizer. Well, that's going to go on a truck to be shipped across the country. They're paying more for fuel, and it's going to be passed on to the consumer. And with what's going on over there in Europe, we really need to pay attention, because the same thing is going to happen here in the United States. We're no better than they are. And it's just a matter of time.
All right. So before we let you go, I got a couple more announcements. So before we let you go, if folks are looking to maybe want to diversify with their IRA into gold, if they're wanting to have a hedge against inflation, they want to understand the difference between bullion and numismatic, they can text you for that free report. And you'll also send them some of these free reports we talked about tonight, right?
Exactly. I'll all the articles that we put together tonight, I can, if they text me, I can email them all the articles, videos, and this is just a fraction of the information that's out there. You know, we're just trying to pick and choose a few on each topic. But again, yeah, it's all about the education. You know, request the information, do your homework, do your due diligence, write down your questions. Let's have a conversation. And at the end, if it makes sense, our company's been around 40 years. I know we can do a great job of assisting you and converting some of those hard-earned dollars into physical gold and silver, and
or putting your IRA into a gold IRA,
which is physical metal, also retirement or savings, correct? And if you decide it's not for you, we're going to thank you for your time and say, hey, if you ever change your mind, give us a call. You know, there's three of us here at Swiss America that work with the Worldview folks. So myself, I've been with the company for 16 years. Michael Weiner, he's been here 17, 18 years. But he's been in the precious metals industry since the late 1970s. He's one of the first people that was selling precious metals when it was legal again. So Michael Weiner. And then Chris Agalestos. Chris started a year after I did. So he's been here 15 years. And the three of us work together to help people, again, get out of savings into physical metal.
And by the way, I picked those three guys to work only with the folks that listen to our shows and our broadcasts, just so you know, folks. I didn't want our folks spilling to just anybody. I wanted to know who was dealing with them. And that's the way it's been for 15, I think, years or more. We've been working with you probably about 16 years.
Right.
They've been sponsors of my radio show, TV show, my conferences I've done around the country. Swiss America has been a great sponsor. I've known their founder and CEO, Craig and Dean, for years and years. Again, we highly commend them to you. I've done business with them. We get a great financial update when he comes on, and then we also let him plug his company, which is a company I've done business with, and we recommend to you. 602-558-8585. You can just text him. You don't even have to call him.
Yeah.
Just text him, say you want the free report, no obligation. 602-558-8585, right?
That will work, absolutely.
All right, thank you, Wes. Appreciate it.
Hey, Brandon, thank you. Have a great evening. We'll talk to you later.
You too, my friend. All right, before we go tonight, let me show you what we got here. This is the 72-hour test kit of food, okay? I've had enough food. Well, I bought a six-month supply for my family in 2013. Then I added to it. We became distributors in 2016 because I mentioned it on the air. But this is the 72-hour test kit you can get on our store at WVWTVstore.com. This is home-style potato soup. What you do is you boil the water, you pour it in the pouch. Here's what it says. Open pouch and remove oxygen absorber. Number two, bring 4 1/2 cups of water to a boil. 3, whisk an entire contents of pouch. Okay? 4, reduce heat to medium and continue cooking for 15 to 20 minutes, stirring frequently. 5, remove from heat and let stand for 2 to 3 minutes to thickens before serving. So again, very easy to use. You get... just in this test kit is the home-style potato soup. Folks, some of this stuff from other companies, I'm not going to name names, you wouldn't want to eat it, okay? This stuff, we get great reviews. Maple Grove oatmeal, okay? There you go. What else is in the 72-hour test kit is creamy chicken-flavored rice, all right? And this is mac and cheese. All right, this is just the 72-hour test kit because I wanted to show you the pouches it comes in. Now, if you go to our website, you can get it in the buckets. Go to WVWTVstore.com. You can get it in the buckets, as you see here. Tonight, we just added something, as you see here, hint, hint, control room. As you see, there we go. As you see, I think they're training in Thomas tonight in there. That's a name you guys have not heard before, Thomas. Thomas is in the control room getting trained in. Go to emergency food supplies. Click all emergency food supplies. We added something new tonight. We have more coming, but we just added something new. Ready Hour gluten-free food kit. Gluten-free. Some of you have been asking about it. We finally got it up there. All the details are there. But again, let me show you something else real quick that we have, if I can. This is the solo stove because we wanted to think through each process for how, well, if you have a crisis with energy, what if your power's out? How are you going to heat water and boil water? Oh, I'm not sure I'm going to get it open, Logan, before my music plays. I'm just going to take charge. There we go. This is the little solo stove I've been showing you guys. The nice thing about this is how small and compact it is, all right? So here's the solo stove, and all you got to do is go and get some kindling, some small kindling and twigs, put it under there, and build yourself a fire, as we've shown you before. And what else we have with it is the stove, is the pot. Then you just put the pot on the stove, and you're boiling water, and then you're making your freeze-dried. We've tried to think it all through for you guys there on our store at WVWTVstore.com. Great resource, a big part of our general operating budget. Please go to mypillow.com, mystore.com, mypillow.com, mystore.com. Use the promo code B66. You get savings, we get credit. Mypillow.com, mystore.com, promo code B66. You get savings, we get credit. Gave you a lot of information tonight, folks, and didn't even stop until the last 3 minutes for a commercial. Where else are you going to get that? Thanks for watching. Take care.